Welcome everyone. January 5th, 2010. Welcome to the new year. It's hard to believe it's 2010 already. So we have a lot of wonderful, as everybody was just expressing, new frequencies coming onto the planet this year, a lot of tens, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first of all, we'll talk about what the Mayan calendar day is, what the signature for the day is. And the day is called Storm, or the Galactic Cone of Two. And it's a day of blessing, blessing of rain. So you can think of rain as the frequencies coming in, which is the giver of all life, and lightning, which brings gifts to Mother Earth. And so this day is also associated with the moon and the cycles of the moon, which has to do with the feminine energies, the feminine aspects of creation that we're working with. And it creates a feeling of unity, security, and warmth, these feminine energies and the energy today. And these can be experienced within ourselves and within our homes so that we can find shelter from the storm and the tempest of all these kinds of troubles that are raging in the outside world. It also brings perpetual youth, and it signifies the ecstasy of freedom, and it signifies a greater capacity to learn and to teach. And it has to do with a quest for novel experiences, which often could lead to difficult tasks and unresolved emotions. So as we look at the lessons or these frequencies that are coming onto the planet today, we can look at how we can use these energies to enrich our lives and release the things that cause destruction, whether it's personally or on the planetary-wise. So that's the Mayan energies for today called Storm. So Storm can be a storm of light or a storm of darkness. That's the path that we get to choose for today. Well, we have 2010 energies, which are very, very exciting. And when we add the numbers for 2010 together, we get a 3. And the 3 is positive mind, giving us something to look forward to, something positive to look forward to, out of the duality of the 2011. So we have the opportunity to merge this year more collectively. We've all been doing it, but merge on a more of a collective consciousness, collective scale, into those energies which create a positive outcome. So we've had many, many breakdowns, collapse of the financial system, and many breakdowns, but this is the year when we can begin to start to create positive collective outcomes and solutions. It doesn't mean that there still won't be breakdowns in 3D or in the realm of duality, but we start to move into an energy where other frequencies emerge, and they emerge in a way that more people are able to see them. More people are able to move out of the realm of duality or 3D into the higher frequencies, 4D, 5D, and beyond. So with the 10, what we have is a pivotal year, the 2010. We have 2010, 2010. So 20 is two tens, and then we have another 10. 10 is the radiant body, yogically. So it's 1 plus 0. It's called magnification. And as we move from the darkness to the light, the radiant body is the one that expels the darkness and shines for all to see. And this step of our journey is where we reconnect with the light that was the beginning of the journey. So we've gone full circle, it's a whole cycle. We've moved back into the oneness, and we're talking about experiencing the oneness. So with this 10, the 1 and the 0, we can actually have more of a direct experience of the oneness of the light on planet Earth. More people can have that experience. As we've been anchoring in the light and other groups have been anchoring in the light, it's going to start connecting. There's going to be a lot of dots that are going to start connecting different thoughts, different groups. So the light will expand this year, so more people actually understand the truth of the light rather than the fear of the darkness. because with the radiant body comes courage, and it has to do with the courage to act out of the light rather than being trapped in the fear of duality. It comes, the radiant body brings radiance and royalty, and this is the projection of the tenth body. So we have quite a wonderful journey that we are moving into in 2010. With the fifth dimension, we've been talking about life in the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is light. That's what the fifth dimension is. And we can talk about what the fifth dimension and beyond, because we're not limiting ourselves just to living in the fifth dimension. We're also living in other dimensions. But collectively, in terms of the planetary energies, as I said, there'll be more people that will be able to see the light through the darkness. So we've got a tipping point this year. We've moved into a point where a collective consciousness can start to see the light, basically, see the light of the fifth dimension. That's the signature for 2010. Some of the other dimensions, so we can have an idea of what we're working with. So as we start to see the light of the fifth dimension, the light expands the love. The light expands love, the heart chakra. And 6D holds forms. So as we start to see, and more people start to see the light of the fifth dimension, then we can move into the sixth dimension. We can begin. So again, 2010 is a tipping point. We're just at the beginning. We can begin to move into holding that form, the form of light, the form of love, holding that frequency. In other words, this could be a transition from institutions that are of the darkness or duality or take people's power into creating forms, bringing more forms onto the earth that hold the light. This is 60. 60 holds the form of light, holds the form. 7D awakens the cellular memory by sound. 7D is sound. So with our chanting, our Rama Dasa, we're awakening people. When we do the Ra, the Ma sounds, we're awakening the cellular memory in people of that connection with the earth, with the Mother Earth. The aliveness that Mother Earth is alive. People are will have an opportunity to remember the Mother and get back in the oneness. Again, the 10th is the oneness, the reconnection with the oneness. So people can have an opportunity to really feel the oneness with Mother Earth this year. And 8D has to do with creation, where those pure creative energies are. It's also called the dimension where God lives, where you can really move with the quantum field, the creative energies. And 9D has to do with cycles, like the cycles of time or the cycles of life. And so those are some of the dimensions, the science of the dimensions that we're working with. As we move into 2010, that we can be aware that more people will become aware of the light. And so we have a sense of what elements, what energies we're working with as we move into these higher frequencies. Earth has been quarantined. Earth has been quarantined since 9500 BC. So again, with this 2010 and this coming of light, we're moving out of the quarantine of Earth as being isolated in the galaxy into the Earth being as part of a galactic whole, where there's other beings, other civilizations, other energies, other star systems, and Earth is part of that. So there starts to be the beginning of more of a universal consciousness that more people become aware of. And of course, there's a lot of information about UFOs and ETs that we've talked about on and off on these calls. But there's people that are saying that there's going to be disclosure. So there'll be things, there'll be higher intelligences that come forth into our awareness here on the Earth. So this is, again, it's just the beginning of Earth moving out of this, being quarantined from the rest of the galaxy. So now we're moving into this awareness that we are becoming, that we are part of a greater whole. Again, the oneness, the one and the zero, the oneness. We've got between November 8th, 2009 and November 2nd, 2010, we've talked about this before, but we are still in night six of the galactic underworld. And then we move into day six, and then we move into these higher frequencies where we're moving from the galactic consciousness into universal consciousness. And that's where people, the light is really shining through. The universal light is seen to come through the heart of the humans on the Earth and extend out into other regions of the galaxy, of the world. So this is the beginning of where we are with the 10th in 2010. We have some other energies going on that we'll talk about in a minute. We've got some astrological energies of Mercury and Mars. Mercury in Capricorn, which has to do with Earth, our mother. And this is significant. We've got Mercury in Capricorn from December 5th, 2009 to February 10th, 2010. And we have a Mercury retrograde, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that. Like, oh no, Mercury retrograde, everything's going to slow down. But it's also a time for reflection. So we've got this retrograde in Mercury going on from December 26th, which just happened, until January 15th. And what's interesting about Mercury and Capricorn and these Mercury retrogrades is that when Mercury retrogrades or goes backwards, in 2009, it went backward in air signs and direct in earth signs. Well, this year, Mercury will retrograde will stay in one element, and the element is Earth, which is very significant. So it has to do with getting the energy aligned with Mother Earth. So right now, Mercury is retrograding, is in Capricorn, and also Mercury is retrograding in Capricorn. So you've got you've just got all this focus on Earth, so people will be paying more attention to what's happening on the planet. So that's very, very interesting also. It also activates the part of people thinking, how can they be practical? So people may think about what they can do to, I don't know, there's examples like people are thinking about maybe storing food or having a garden. There's just many ways, but that's just one example. How can people take care of earth element things rather than be very airy and spaced out and not take care of the earth? So it's going to bring more attention to the earth. It also has to do with planning, strategizing, organizing, and preparing with this Mercury retrograde. So it's a time to really reorganize individual thinking about what we want to bring into our world, but also collectively it's a time when people are going to be looking at what's happening on the earth around them and reassessing, is that something positive, is that something negative? They're going to reassess it with what we were talking about a minute ago, with the light of this dimension. There's more light now, there's more feminine energy. So people will be looking at situations around them with the feeling of more love, the feeling of more light. So that's kind of an interesting little Mercury update. And then the other one, there's a lot of astrological things, but I'm just going to mention a couple. The other one is Mars, and this is interesting. Mars is in Leo. So Mars is that desire energy, that energy that makes you want to move forward. And it's interesting that we have Mars in Leo. So Leo is the heart. So this is an energy of people feeling motivated to move forward based on what they love, based on heart energy. So this is, again, another wonderful sign of how we're able to be supported by astrological influences, and how we are supported by bringing more love onto the planet at this time. And we've got Mars and Leo from October 16, 2009, that goes all the way through June 7, 2010. So we have quite a bit more time with Mars and Leo, which again is an opportunity to rebalance. So what feels balanced? What feels loving? What love keeps us in balance, and it's an integration. How can people integrate who they really are? How can people integrate their authentic being and reconnect themselves with what's authentic? And of course, what's more authentic than Mother Earth that we walk on every single day? And so it's an opportunity to really reset the frequency. This can reset frequency, to reset the frequency based on love, based on heart energy. Since Mars is the motivating force within everyone, that pushes everyone to do things in the world. So it's an energy that pushes people out into the world. So this is an opportunity to really, for love to be more prevalent in the world. It has to do with personal will and connection to power, and it also has to do with things that need to be done. So we've got this beautiful, beautiful heart energy, and it has to do with people reassessing self-love and also what they want to contribute to the world. So it's both of those. So you may find yourself going inside and noticing certain relationships or situations, and noticing if those situations or relationships are loving, and if they support you being loving, or they are a loving support to you. So relationships that are dysfunctional or maybe destructive, it's a chance to look at those and to let go of those and ask the question, what motivates you to act on your desires, and what excites you, and what gets you fired up? So anything that's in the way of you moving forward in love will probably fall away this year. And you may look and notice that your desires have changed, and what you want now, maybe you didn't want last year, maybe you didn't want in 2009. So it's really a beautiful transition out of the Piscean age into the Aquarian age. It's more freedom, that the fifth dimension, the light, and the frequency of love are really moving us into that expansion of space in a loving way, connected with the Capricorn, of course, connected with the Earth and with loving the Earth also. So those are some of the beautiful things that are happening, the energies that are supporting us and moving forward. And I'm realizing I've got a lot of information here. Okay, I'm going to skip over a few things. And what is happening is, with all the light coming onto the planet, and now that we've tipped the balance, where there's more light than darkness on planet Earth, we really have an opportunity to live in the realm of 5D and beyond as a reference point, as a point of demarcation. So as an example, as teachers that most of you are, just as observers, you might notice that when people are anchored in 3D and then they start to want to experience something outside of 3D, something bigger than that, maybe first they'll realize, they might have a thought like, oh, they can learn that they can call on angels, or maybe they're noticing that they're getting little intuition, little flashes of insight. So at first, moving from just using 3D as a reference point, in other words, on the basis level, just saying that some people's only point of reference is 3D, like their point of reference is what, you know, they hear on the TV news, or, you know, what they see around them, or the advertisements or billboards. That's a 3D reference. But as we move more into 5D, what's happening is that 5D is going to become a point of reference, and that's what we're all moving into, where it's not just, okay, I have a little intuition here and there. It's just that there's so much light that this information from these higher realms becomes the point of reference. we are actually communing with the Ascended Masters, talking to them, and they're talking to us. And I've been having that experience more and more, and I had an experience where I was walking on the beach, and I set an intention, and I had an experience where Yogi Bhajan came in and was just talking to me, and there was all this energy coming through. And after I set my intention, and it was about abundance, the beach looked completely different to me. At first it was just kind of this mass of water, and it was totally beautiful, but then I really started feeling the abundance coming through. So that's an example of how the higher frequencies, these other beings, are really more accessible. In other words, the veils are thinner, so that 5D and beyond really becomes our point of reference. And then I also was experiencing that these beings of light are also wanting to work with us, and I was getting messages about what the beings of light are wanting me to do. And that's really interesting too. So now you've moved into where more people can be accessing 5D, the dimension of light, and beyond as a point of reference. So again, this is another huge opportunity that's happening. And I had another fun 3D, 5D interface experience, and it was yesterday, and it was an intention about prosperity, and I was really wondering about a certain something that was going on with me, and I'm taking a walk, and I'm talking about this, and I'm kind of doubting about something that I'm working with, and I'm thinking, I don't know, is this going to come through? And what I did is I started asking for help, for 5D help, and I said, okay, you know, I really need some help solving this problem. And just as I said that, I took a step, and I literally almost stepped on something that was on the ground on the sidewalk, and it was a little bracelet. And I picked it up, and it's actually cubic zirconia, but it looks like diamonds. And I literally picked up this bracelet, and I knew it was just almost like it had fallen from heaven. These masters had said, okay, here, this is proof that we're here. This is 3D proof that we're here, that we're all working together. And that was pretty exciting. So those are a couple little stories, things that I've been working with on living in the higher frequencies and having that as a reference point and moving into this beautiful, beautiful 2010 energy and knowing that we have turned a corner and that all of us together, meditating and working together, have helped to manifest these frequencies on the planet. So I want to thank you, everybody, for all of your work last year and forever, of course. And I'm looking forward to a very exciting year. So we will... I'm going to connect with you all, and then we'll do our meditation, and we'll go from there. And I want to hear some of your stories and intentions, and we'll ground those frequencies and acknowledging each of you as the masters walking on the earth at this time.